The taxi driver drove them across the humming city before pulling up outside a small guest house north of the River Liffey. Jan put Reg to bed with strict instructions not to move until he felt up to it. "There'll be no use at the sales if you're not on the ball," she told him with affectionate bossiness. "Get some sleep now." She stood on the edge of the pavement, waiting to cross to the bus station, when an old white minibus juddered to a halt in front of her, and the side door slid open. A small, red face appeared. "Is it fairy house you're going to?" Turquoise eyes glanced meaningfully at her catalogue. Jan nodded. The owner of the face, a short, wiry man, at least 70 years old, emerged from the vehicle. "We're going to the sales. Hop in." Jan stepped up apprehensively. Inside were a dozen men, all of similar age. The little man said, "I'm Mickey Byrne." He turned to three men perched on the back seat. "Come on, make room." As far as Jan could tell during the journey, all her fellow passengers had been connected with steeplechasing, mostly as jockeys and a very long time ago, she guessed. One of them wanted to talk about point-to-pointing in England. "I had a few rides in Wales back in the 50s, he said. When he found out her name, he commanded the attention of his fellow passengers. "Do you realise this woman is a serious trainer? 17 winners she had last season, and a hell of a good run in the Fox Hunters at Liverpool. Russian Eagle, wasn't it?" For a moment, she was chilled by the memory. Russian Eagle, powering over the final fence at Aintree with the race at his mercy before a loose horse had cannoned into him and Eddie Sullivan. The impact had caused Eddie's saddle to slip right round, but with his usual luck, he had fallen clear. But everyone had agreed they would have won and comfortably beaten A.D. O'Hagan's heavily backed hot pot. It had been a devastating blow, but it had been that result which had produced a knight in shining armour, just when Jan needed one.